So if I've got my words and my pictures joined up and my instructions to Steve all joined up, you should see up there some of the things I'm going to say and the scriptures I'm going to use. So, what do we believe? God became incarnate, that is, flesh in the man Jesus. Christ Jesus atoned, paid for man's sin through his death on the cross. Christ Jesus rose in bodily form from the grave, conquering death and proving he is God. And the Bible is the inspired, authoritative word of God. Now, interestingly, no other religion, cult, or sect in the world agrees with Orthodox Christianity on all those 4 points. And that's quite significant when you think about all the different groups there are around. Excuse me. So what's the difference? I've used that phrase from a book, which you can see is nearly as old as I am, but is still available, albeit in a slightly modern form. So what's the difference? How do you compare Christianity with the major religions and cults? What's the difference? The Apostle Paul writes in 1 Corinthians 15, "For I received what I passed on to you as first importance, that Christ died for our sins, according to the scriptures, that he was buried, that he was raised on the third day, according to the scriptures, and that he appeared to Cephas. And then to the 12. After that, he appeared to more than 500 of the brothers and sisters at the same time, most of whom are still living, though some have fallen asleep. Then he appeared to James, then to all the apostles, and last of all, Paul writes, he appeared to him." The bodily resurrection of the man Jesus Christ is central to the Christian faith. Our faith. That's what we believe. And the plumb line, for that, back to the plumb line, you've got to remember I've spent 40 years building things. So plumb lines were always there in some form or other. God's word, the Bible. So it's the person and work of Christ, who he is, what he did for mankind. The nature of a man, a sinner, in rebellion against God. And in need of a saviour. The truth and the reliability of Scripture, or the inspiration of Scripture, these are all key things which most of you will know, but do you recall them? Do you remember them? Do you trust in them? Then, of course, is Orthodox or evangelical born again Christianity, is it right? Is everybody else wrong? It's important that we as Christians know what we believe and what our faith is based on and what the Bible teaches. How well do you and I know what we believe? Can you back up what you believe from Scripture, from the Bible? And in beliefs, I'm not talking about that dreaded situation that the government are in. Proportional representation, or the difference between the various denominations, or council tax, or universal credit, or any of those things. I'm talking about what do we believe as Christians? What is your faith based upon? One of the members of our small group is a retired pastor, and he's lectured at various Bible colleges on the cults and what they believe. And he also has a ministry in Eastleigh to the Jehovah's Witnesses. He'll often go into town and talk to them about what they believe and tell them what we believe. He's worth talking to sometime because he can actually tell them more about their faith than what they think and what they know. But that is another story. And by the way, Jehovah's Witnesses are a cult. They are not Christians. They're nowhere near it. And apparently, so a member of our small group says, when he talks to them, they say, they go knocking on the doors, and all these Christians are great. They come to the door and they tell them they're saved and they're going to heaven. And the JW say to them, well, how do you know that? Where does it say that in the Bible? And many of them can't answer. I wondered if you can. I couldn't on all of it. So what does this church believe? It's a Baptist church, part of the Baptist Union, or Baptist Together, I think they're called now. Have you got a copy of your governing document? It's great for insomnia. But it does tell you what the basis of our faith is and what the purpose of the church is. And in front of me here, I've got a little bit that I've highlighted in red. The first thing, or the beliefs, as members of the Baptist Union, the Church of Tribes to the Union's Declaration of Principle, that our Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ, God manifest in the flesh, is the sole and absolute authority in all matters pertaining to faith and practice, as revealed in the Holy Scriptures. There's a lot more, but we're running out of time already. This table referred to the Nicene Creed. The version I've got in front of me, I think, is dated AD 325, just under 300 years after the death and resurrection of Jesus. And I've again highlighted the first few phrases. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty. I believe in one Lord Jesus, the only begotten Son of God. He was crucified for us and suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures. I've been doing a bit of voluntary work with the police, and I looked up the Christian Police Association, and they have a What We Believe. It's even longer than the Baptist Union one. I'll just summarise a few of the words again. That Jesus Christ is the Son of God and that he became a man. That in his great love, Jesus died for us and for our sins. That his physical body was raised from death to life. That the Bible, as originally given, is the inspired word of God. So what is the plumb line that I built things with? The Bible. God's word. Anybody says, I want to hear what God says, then you need to read the Bible. Churches Together in England, they say they acknowledge God's revelation in Christ, confess the Lord Jesus Christ as God and Saviour according to the Scriptures, plus a number of other things that they profess to. So, who's been baptised? Should have asked who hasn't, no. It's good. Yes, I was baptised a long time ago, 1968, a May evening. I can remember there were five of us considered to be young people at that stage, which we probably were. Still in touch with two of them. And you know, we get a Bible verse, don't we? Yes? Did you get, those who've been baptised, did you get a Bible verse? Can you remember it? No. Mine was 2 Timothy 2:15, do your best to present yourself to God as one approved, a worker who does not need to be ashamed and who correctly handles the word of truth. A few weeks ago, I came across my mum's confirmation booklet. I don't remember her ever talking an awful lot about her faith. But she was confirmed on the 15th of December, 1926. And she received her first communion on the 6th of February, 1927. I thought I was old. And in that book that she's given, that one there inside there, is the Apostles' Creed, which is very much like the Nicene Creed, which I read just now. So the plumb line again, the Bible, God's word. So what is it we believe? I'll say it again just in case you were not listening or you've forgotten. God became incarnate, that is flesh, in the man Jesus. Christ Jesus atoned, that is paid for, man's sin through his death on the cross. Christ Jesus rose in bodily form from the grave, conquering death and proving he's God. And the Bible is the inspired, authoritative word of God. Who memorizes scripture? Anybody? 2, 3, 4? No, any more? Some years ago, we did a course in this church, and I'm talking about a long time ago again, so Claire can remember. Therefore, Tony probably does. 2:7, based on Colossians 2:7. I think we had 60 or 70 verses to learn through the duration of the course, which was about 12 weeks. Some of them I can still remember if I'm pushed a bit. It's amazing, though. Right, so much easier. What is the Lent course memory verse? Yeah. Where there is no vision, the people perish. Proverbs 29:18. Very good. Well done, Jeremy. You'll get your gold star on the way out. Oh, all right. I just picked that as a memory verse, not because it's totally relevant to tonight, but there we go. So, it's time to discuss again, and if you really need to, I don't know how the coffee and the tea is, but you might want to top up. Are there any cakes left? Oh dear, too many. So let's look at these beliefs together. What do we believe and why? What does the Bible say? Not what does the church say, not what do I say, not what do the preachers every Sunday say. What does the Bible say? There's a little sheet on the tables. You can use it or not, but there's the three basic questions there. And it's over to you for 10 minutes. Please have a look at them together. It's not a competition, and there aren't any more gold stars. Just try and share together on all the key things that we believe.